Hackney, born and raised. I grew up on the street, the block, the bits, the estate, the hood, the ghetto, the ends, the manor, whatever you want to call it. It's up to you, innit? But it was a total shithole. Something from a book. And not one of them fairy tales, because I ain't no princess. So now I'm writing it all down, every little bit, using the notes on my phone so you can read all about it. Keep calm, you know? How can he text me to keep calm? I could kill him. I feel to go to his flats, through the play park with my hood up, wait for someone to buzz me through them big blue doors. My auntie lives on the fifth floor and her intercom doesn't work. Climb the concrete stairs two steps at a time, squeezing through his mum's kitchen window, creep into his bedroom, like I've done bare times anyways, and while he sleeps, shank him again and again. Boy, he's just lucky I'm not the violent type. He had barely walked 50 feet up the trail when he felt a sudden rush of warm air overtake him from behind. The chirping of a songbird broke the icy silence. The path in front of him rapidly lost its veneer of snow and ice as if someone were blow-drying it. Max stopped and watched as all around him the white covering dissolved and was replaced by emerging and radiant growth. 3 weeks of spring unfurled before him in 30 seconds. He rubbed his eyes and steadied himself in the swirl of activity. On the flip side, here's the alternative. We find our quiet places, a park down the street, a reading nook at home, a morning routine that begins before the little ones are awake, and we come away. We take our time. Maybe it's not a full hour, but we're there long enough to decompress from all the noise and the traffic and the stress and the non-stop stimulation of modern society. Sometimes, all we need is a few minutes. Other times, an hour isn't enough. Other times, we gratefully take what time we can get. We slow down, breathe, come back to the present. We start to feel. At first, we feel the whole gamut of human emotions, not just joy and gratitude and celebration and restfulness, but also sadness and doubt, and anger, and anxiety.